In his May 24th judgment, U.S. District Judge John Sedgwick declared that the Tongass exemption is vacated and the roadless conservation rule is reinstated for the Tongass. The judgment finalized Sedgwick's March ruling, which was in favor of the plaintiffs. They had filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Forest Service, arguing that the rule was needed to protect subsistence, recreation, tourism, and wildlife habitat on the Tongass. One of the plaintiffs was the Organized Village of Cake, that's the tribal government for the community, which is surrounded by previous clear-cut logging on Native Corporation and federal forest land. OVK's Mike Jackson says the roadless rule is very important for the people who live in his small village.
So we've always been here, and it's part of our love for our land, our waters, and our sky, and it's just the way we have been taught by our elders to be good stewards. Because we're just borrowing our resources from our grandchildren and their grandchildren to come yet. And we have to be mindful of resource extraction and of what it does to our grandchildren yet to come.
The roadless rule was put in place more than a decade ago by President Bill Clinton, and the Forest Service later exempted the Tongass under President George W. Bush. With some exception, the rule bans logging and road building on roughly 60 million acres of undeveloped federal land across the country. Hunter McIntosh is chief operating officer of the Boat Company, a nonprofit conservation-oriented cruise line in southeast Alaska, and another plaintiff in the case. He says the roadless judgment was a good decision for southeast, for conservation, and for nature-based tourism.
It protects some of the last remaining great stands of old-growth timber, and in the process, it protects fisheries, which we all rely on for the guests that we bring to Southeast Alaska. They don't come to Alaska to look at clear cuts of mountainsides. They come to see, you know, wild lands, wilderness, and they come to fish for salmon.
The plaintiffs point out that the roadless rule is primarily about logging and road building into old growth. They stress that the rule still leaves the Secretary of Agriculture and the Forest Service with leeway to approve other types of projects, like hydropower plants, in roadless areas, provided they pass environmental review. Cake's Mike Jackson.
We all have to meet the environmental regulations when we do something on a Tongass, whether you're a conservationist or a tribe or a private person trying to mine. We all have to go by the regulations. This is just clarifying what the roadless rule is about.
The final judgment includes a clarification that it does not prohibit, quote, otherwise lawful road construction, road reconstruction, or cutting or removal of timber, unquote, for a list of specific projects if they're approved by the Forest Service. The list includes a dozen hydropower, electric intertie transportation, and mining projects. It also would not prevent the Forest Service from approving new hydro projects that are not on the list, according to Alaska Regional Forester Beth Pendleton.
Those projects would still be able to come forward as a proposal, and then pursuant to any kind of standards or procedures that would be set forth in the Federal Power Act would be considered under those for hydroelectric development. That new projects, new proposals could still come forward.
Specifically, the judgment says it does not prevent the Department of Agriculture from approving logging or road building for hydroelectric development. Still, development proponents see roadless restrictions as a major obstacle. Shelley Wright is executive director of the Southeast Conference, which includes representatives from many Southeast municipalities and business interests.
There are mining projects, there are other hydro projects, as well as many other economic development projects, mariculture projects and fishery projects that are out there that are all going to be affected by this roadless rule, and it is going to be a major challenge to get any of those. Even those projects listed on the settlement, I believe, are going to have a tough time and a huge challenge getting any kind of forward movement on any of those because of the reinstatement of the roadless rule.
The timber supply is the key concern for the Alaska Forest Association, a timber industry group, which was an intervener on behalf of the defendants. AFA board member George Woodbury says more wood is needed to support medium-sized mills along with small ones.
We only got one medium-sized sawmill left now over in Kluwak, and we need enough timber to have a couple more of those kind of operations running if we're going to have a solid economy in Southeast. And all those power projects, if you don't have resource development, both timber and mining, and have access to resources, all the power is going to do is make it more expensive to live here, because you got to pay for all that infrastructure you put in for the power, establishing the power.
Woodbury says his group will continue to oppose the roadless rule however it can, but is still evaluating whether it will appeal the judgment in this case. Regional Forester Beth Pendleton says the Forest Service will not appeal. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.